Conventional views of the crowd. 1. Runaway markets. All of us are familiar with the old market sayings about the public and the crowd, such as, don't follow the crowd, be contrarian, trade opposite the general public. But most people don't really know what a crowd is, much less how to recognize it, and still less whether they are part of the crowd. Most explanations of the crowd are actually studies of, or references to, the investing frenzies that have gripped mankind throughout history. For example, in his 1841 book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, British historian Charles Mackay recounts, among other manias, one of the more famous times in history when the crowd lost its collective head, Holland's Tulip Mania. In 1634, a speculative boom in Holland's primitive stock market spilled over into the flower marts, similar to the manner in which the speculative boom in the world stock markets in the 1980s spilled over into the art market. People in all stations of life converted their property into cash and invested it in tulip bulbs. At the peak of the tulip market in February 1637, single bulbs sold for prices equal to 10 years' wages of the average worker. Looking at such historical speculative episodes in search of common patterns has produced various models that describe the stages of the process at work when a market is driven by a crowd. For instance, in Manias, Panics, and Crashes by Charles P. Kindleberger, we find the Minsky model. 1. Displacement, some exogenous event, war, crop failure, etc., shocks the macroeconomic system. 2. Opportunities, the displacement creates profitable opportunities in some sectors of the economy and closes down other sectors. Investment and production focuses on the profitable sectors, and a boom is underway. 3. Credit expansion. An expansion of credit feeds the boom. 4. Euphoria. Speculation for price increases couples with investment for production, sale. Another common pattern used to describe the crowd overtaking a market is 1. Speculation. 2. Credit expansion. 3. Financial distress. 4. Crisis. 5. Panic and crash. There are variations on these models, but essentially the crowd has been studied, described, and explained in terms of historical events rather than as a mental process that can happen to individuals. Thus, the crowd is seen as some kind of anonymous they who got caught up in a runaway market. 2. Contrarian approach. Another way of viewing the crowd is the contrarian approach to the market, in which people look for universal endorsement at market tops and capitulation at market bottoms. Contrarians take market positions opposite the crowd. But you can't always be positioned opposite the crowd. In fact, you probably will be positioned the same way as the crowd at least some of the time, because it's the only way your idea can become profitable. The crowd must come in and move the market the way you were positioned for it to go. These conventional views of the crowd do not serve our purpose. Knowing the patterns of manias, panics, and crashes may be helpful in recognizing when such episodes are beginning to repeat themselves in the market, but these patterns reveal little about an individual's decision-making process. The patterns describe market events, not the mental state of an individual forming part of a crowd. Since our focus is on market participants rather than historians or economists, we don't need models to warn us of impending manias or panics in a market. Rather, we need a model to alert us to when we are becoming part of a crowd.